Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, March 28th, 2024. This is my pre-market report. People, I want to share something with you that I covered back in December of 2023. And, you know, there's all this speculation as to what the new system is going to be. We don't have to speculate, okay? We know it's going to happen, and I have it all outlined here for you. This is a repost of an article I wrote in December of 2023, and we're starting to see this actually happen right now. So I want to cover this again with you and go over some other information that's important. You know, let's start off with that. So this is a headline from this morning here. Let me read this to you. HSBC launches tokenized gold for retail customers in Hong Kong as government pushes for publicly accessible digital assets. You and I have covered since December of 2023 on several occasions how everything is going to be reduced into a derivative or a token. I mean, this is, when I mean everything, I mean everything. In fact, I want to go over this with you and kind of add to it as we move forward. So let's do that right now. And if you do subscribe to my newsletter, 100% free, everyone, I have no idea why you're not subscribed. If you follow this blog, you should be subscribed to my newsletter. Link in description of this video. This is in your inbox right now. I urge you to read it. I urge you to share it. Ponder this, people, because there's no secret. This is it. This is the new system that is going to be rolled out. So let's do this. So Unmasked, the new One World System tokenization. Let's do that. The new system has been entirely unmasked. It's called tokenization. This is going to be a cross-border, trans-world, easily convertible, transferable mechanism. And everything, people, wake up, okay, is going to become tokenized or reduced into a derivative. It is certainly no secret that those who control the world financial system have been for decades working towards a one world monetary system. People, we're going in that direction right now. This, you know, BRICS nation development, all this is going to do here is bring about, well, what we're seeing right now, war, expanding war. And in the end, in the ashes, rebuilding of the new system, this is what's going to emerge, okay? But what if I told you that this one world system is going to involve much more than just currency being tokenized? Envision for a moment a mechanism where every single conceivable asset, including life itself, I've been telling you this for a while, or life expectancy more specifically, which is an asset, obviously, is reduced into a token. Pay attention to what I'm saying here. And this is why I think it's important for you to make a copy of this, read through it, ponder it, because this is it. Anyway, well, I'm here to reveal to you that this is entirely and exactly what is going to happen. This new trans-world cross-border system is going to involve everything being tokenized, including everything that there is to know about you. Everything is going to be a tradable asset. Your past, your present, your future. And why is that important? First, let's dispel a great misunderstanding or myth. There is no absolute right to privacy, in case you were wondering. The U.S. Constitution does not mention a right to privacy. Several amendments to the Constitution do imply a right to privacy, but again, no fundamental right. You and everything about you can be converted, and it will be converted into a tradable asset. You will be tokenized. Okay. This new tokenized system is going to represent, again, this is the key here, represent, pay attention to the word represent, not just currency and other financial assets such as real estate, but all assets including you, your past, what you've done, and even speculation on what you may do, including things like life expectancy, what you earn, what you potentially will earn in the future, what you buy, what you may buy, past illnesses, potential future illnesses, family history, what medications you take, let's see, which means that this new token-based system in its entirety entirety will represent everything into a digital tradable asset. Human life is going to become, along with everything else, a tradable cross-border convertible asset, along with every manner of its associated derivatives. Tokenization is simple. It's incredibly cost-effective. Tokenization eliminates any need for assets to be converted into something else for transactions to take place anywhere in the world. This is the universal one-world system. We don't have to guess. We don't have to speculate. Here it is. It's all going to follow the blockchain, all right, in case you're wondering how this is going to be managed. Currently, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements are diligently working towards implementing this exact system. This new entirely tokenized-based cross-border system, which will be used to track, trace, log, monitor, market control, consolidate, and reduce everything into a token or a derivative. A token which itself can be reduced to nothing more than a thing, serving as a digital representation of something else, also known as a derivative. Come on, people. And just when you thought things could not possibly become even more bizarre than they already are, welcome to it, people. This is it. In case you have any doubt, do your own research, but this is it. All right? And it's already starting here. HSBC, they're tokenizing gold. I mean, come on, man. You can't make this stuff up. Anyway, look, let's talk about a few other things here. There's something going on in the market that people are not being made aware of. This is a danger that we're going to face, and it has the potential to bring this entire thing down, which it's coming down anyway. You all know that. Not this year. Not 2024 with the presidential selection going on. Okay, 2025, I've been telling you this for the longest time. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Do you realize how we nailed 2024 so far? War. We said war would expand greatly. That's exactly what's going on. We said the stock market would hit record high, record high, record high. This is the last year. That's what's going on right now. The deceptions, the distractions, the look here's, all that stuff that we called last year is happening now. And I'm telling you ahead of time that 25, after the selection takes place, things could change, and they could change rapidly. Anyway, people today who are participating or want to participate in this market are doing something that we've seen before and leads to potential meltdowns of the system. What am I talking about? Margin debt. People are borrowing today more so than they ever have before to participate in the skyrocketing stock market. Record high, record high, record high, record high. This always, always ends very, very badly. When you see that, okay, this is another one of those indicators that's not spoken about too much. When you see margin debt skyrocketing, when you see people borrowing cash to gain leverage in the market, okay, you know that you're getting closer and closer to a very big event. Well, that's where we're going anyway. You all know that. But the big meltdown, don't be distracted by YouTubers who have no clue as to what they're talking about. It's true. There are so many YouTubers out here that have jumped on the market crash bandwagon, but they're not talking about the drivers here. Okay, the big crash will not begin nor end in the stock market. It will begin and end in the debt market, which is the ticking time bomb, and it's being fueled by central banks like we've never seen before, because they realize that this system is coming down and they will be implementing a new one. And here it is, in case you were wondering. Anyway, so I want you to pay attention to these kinds of things. And, you know, that's why I'm bringing it up here. Leverage, margin debt, people borrowing beyond their eyeballs to participate in this. What this means is the potential for the market to drop very, very rapidly. Not now. We know when, okay? We don't have to guess here either. More than likely 2025. You know, it's so in our face, people. It's so freaking in our face. Anyway, so here we got the Federal Reserve playing their little game again. So they floated out the creature, another creature, you know, Fed President Waller. There's no rush, according to him, to cut rates. You see, it's a lie. Again, let me ask you. Do you trust the Federal Reserve? Do you trust a single creature that dwells within the halls of the Federal Reserve? I don't think you do. These things, they're not even human, again. And when I say that, I mean they don't possess a human quality. All right? All they're possessed with is greed and a thirst for control. And when you hear this back and forth nonsense between Fed presidents, oh, we're going to do it soon. Oh, we're not going to do it. We're going to do it. They play the same back and forth game over and over and over again. It makes me laugh when I see it. But as I have told you, the Federal Reserve, they're not data dependent at all. What they're dependent on is a particular, how do I word this? I mean, everything they have, everything they do is well thought about in advance, okay? It follows a specific pathway. And we know what they're going to do. Come June, you're going to start to see the Federal Reserve and the ECB start to cut rates in tandem, okay? This is going to happen. And there's just no doubt about it. Okay. And that's going to, again, allow these institutions to inflate even more. That's their only power is their ability to inflate. And we're going to see much, much more of that moving forward here. And just wait till the presidential selection. After that, the thing, and it's a thing, that will be chosen to sit behind the Resolute desk is going to be traitor number one. I understand that whoever they put there, we already understand it, is going to be a traitor to this nation on a scale that people have no idea, because they're going to further empower the Federal Reserve, not take away their power. Just be ready for this, okay? I've been telling people that they're being set up for the biggest letdown in the history of their lives because they have their faith in their own place. This thing that we're involved in is like nothing we've ever seen before. And we know what's happening. We've called this pretty much to the letter, people, you and I, for quite a long time. And we know who our enemy is, and we know what they want. And it cannot be stopped anymore. The people have become sheep, all of them. Either they're waiting for some thing to happen for them, which ain't happening, okay, unless they make it happen. Okay, and then, again, this is not going to happen anymore. People have become slaves to the system. They can talk a big game, but they want someone else to do it. They're not willing to take it on themselves. Here, this channel, this is where the resistance starts. You understand? By understanding what they want to do to us, gives us an insurmountable edge here to take advantage of everything that comes our way, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Anyway, look. I'm preaching to the choir. I get that, all right? People, this guy from the heart, I love all of you. I mean that. We got this down. We can't be beaten. We're way smarter than they are. I'm telling you right freaking now. So share this stuff. Check your inbox. Read through this, because the secret has been revealed. Here it is. Read through this. This is it, all right? I will see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. And I really hope to see more of you there. I really would. All right, I'll see you later.